Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Tsunami alerts expiring and the U.S. West Coast has not seen significant damage from waves. The tsunami threat triggered by the major earthquake off Russia's coast. The August 1st tariff deadline fast approaching. President Trump says he will not extend time for trade agreements. Today announcing India faces 25% hikes on its imports starting Friday. ABC's Jay O'Brien says tariffs on overseas goods could weigh on U.S. businesses and ultimately get passed on to consumers.
The president also recently announcing the framework for a deal with the European Union and saying that he signed a trade agreement with Japan last week, but still consumers bracing for potential price hikes. The president's tariff policies are projected to cost the average U.S. household $2,400 a year, according to one estimate.
The Fed board wraps up its policy meeting today and will issue a decision on interest rates. A dangerous heat wave continuing to grip much of the country with cooler air starting to move into the upper plains. This is ABC News. Jury deliberations continue in the case of a Colorado dentist accused of killing his wife by poisoning her protein shakes. It's now in the hands of the jury after prosecutors and the defense went head-to-head to explain Angela Craig's sudden death.
The defense claims the cheating led to Angela being suicidal, and they argue James assisted in her suicide, saying he ordered arsenic and cyanide at her request.
She wanted to kill herself.
The defense pointing to home video of a conversation between the couple claiming James warned doctors about her possible mental health crisis. But the prosecution pointing to text messages sent in March of 2023 after Angela began to fall ill. She writes, "I feel drugged." James replying, "Just for the record, I didn't drug you."
ABC's Andrew Dimbert. Three people remain missing after an explosion at a manufacturing plant in Nebraska. Officials say due to the structural collapse, fire crews were unable to immediately access that building. The cause of the blast remains under investigation. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
When you first saw her, she was out walking her dog. You didn't notice her at first. But when you finally did, it was too late. Because at that moment, you were speeding. She was out walking her dog and only had a second to let go of the leash. Your foot was on the gas and her life was on the line. Speeding catches up with you. Paid for by NHTSA.
Lowe's knows big savings make a big difference, especially when you're shopping for appliances. Hurry in to get up to 30% off select major appliances. Plus, MyLowe's Rewards members get free delivery, free haulaway, free installation and parts on purchases of $2,500 or more. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/30. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Price, delivery time, and vehicle availability may vary based on order size and location. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com/delivery for more details.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Mostly cloudy but comfortable today, with high temperatures only making it to the mid-70s. We've also got a northeast breeze and a small shot of showers or maybe a rumble of thunder this afternoon. Otherwise, areas of wildfire smoke with an air quality alert in effect statewide. Need a getaway or change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newpert. A Milwaukee babysitter faces charges in the death of an infant. We get more from Ted Allen.
An arrest warrant was issued on Monday for 17-year-old Herson Patrick, who was charged as an adult with first-degree reckless homicide. A criminal complaint says Patrick was watching the 7-month-old on July 10th when the baby's mother came home from work and called 911 to report her son unresponsive and not breathing. Patrick claimed the baby had slept the entire day. The infant died 4 days later with an autopsy finding injuries consistent with blunt force trauma. A final ruling on the cause of the baby's death is pending.
Smoky conditions continue across much of the state. The National Weather Service and the Department of Natural Resources have an air quality alert in effect through tomorrow afternoon. And it's time to try the best new food at the Wisconsin State Fair. This year's winner is a French toast dish with ube sweet potato butter. The fair opens tomorrow. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
More than 6 million Americans are living with Alzheimer's disease, and two-thirds are women. Hi, I'm Cherie Sample Hughes, Chair for Women in Government. Alzheimer's disease progresses slowly over 10 to 20 years in stages. Recognizing symptoms early could help make a difference. A timely diagnosis may allow for more options, including access to emerging care. Speak with your doctor to see if testing is the right next step for you and your family. Find more information at womeningovernment.org.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Good afternoon, it's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by Prime Realty of Durant, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com. Shaw's LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durant. Amplify Health by Gunderson Mondovi Clinic, affiliated with Tri-County Community Hospital. NTech, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durant. And Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant. Parents of kids in the Durant, Arkansas School District will be able to enroll their child in a before or after school club. The club would be held at Caddy Woodlawn Elementary School. Durant, Arkansas Superintendent Ryan Nelson says the club is the result of a district survey.
So we surveyed families. We got a really good response. Well over 70 kids would utilize either the before or after school program. So we put out job posting both internally and externally. We've got staff, a couple of internal staff members interested. We've got some folks externally interested. So we're going to go through some job interviews and get them onboarded and staffed. And then looking to get out formal registration probably won't be next week, but hopefully aiming for the week of July 28th to get that out to families for formal registration. Then.
For more information on registration, contact the Durant, Arkansas School District. The Whitehall Police Department is informing the public of a sex offender that is set to be released back to Trempealeau County. 34-year-old Osei Owasu is set to be released from prison on August 12th on his sentence for possessing a firearm as an out-of-state felon. Now, Whitehall police say his previous convictions also include two prior Minnesota convictions for third-degree criminal sexual conduct. Wasu is set to live in Whitehall. He'll be under supervision of the Wisconsin Department of Corrections. A man is facing charges that he sexually assaulted a teenager in the parking lot of a La Crosse Home Depot store. 21-year-old Felipe Rhodes was a supervisor at the Midwest Drive store and is accused of victimizing the 17-year-old store employee last Thursday. The victim said that Rhodes offered to take her to McDonald's on her break, but when they returned to the Home Depot, Rhodes attacked her. Charges against the defendant include second-degree sexual assault. The state of Wisconsin is suing the U.S. Department of Agriculture over the SNAP beneficiaries' sensitive data. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call says USDA was asking for Social Security numbers, addresses, and other personal information that belongs to those who receive SNAP benefits. USDA Secretary Brooke Rollins says getting the information would help the department ensure only eligible people would receive SNAP benefits. Call says the request violates federal privacy laws and constitutional rights. Wisconsin's joining 21 other states and Washington, D.C. in the lawsuit. You're listening to WRDN News.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit NTEC.net to learn more. That's NTEC.net.
Hey, how was your day?
Great. Don't forget, Sam's practice starts an hour early.
I'm going right now.
Sam, are you ready? Coming.
I have that meeting at school. I'll see you later.
Life is busy. Your healthcare should keep up. At Amplify Health in Mondovi, we get it. Our primary care is built around what you need when you need it, with same-day, in-person, or video appointments available. Because sometimes feeling seen and understood means actually being seen. A little empathy changes everything.
The Madison Street reconstruction project in the city of Durand appears to be a go. Durand Mayor Patrick Milliron says the city hopes to start the bidding process sometime this fall.
This is a project that we had bid at one point. The bids were too high, but now we've gone through and we've come up with a number of ways of financing this, including grant money, including low-interest loan, including also using some TIF money from the Tax and Income Finance District. If everything goes, we would be looking at bidding that again fall into winter coming up, and then we would look at awarding those bids probably toward the end of the winter with the intention of going forward next summer.
Along with the reworked financing, the city also made changes to the project to help lower the cost. A new billboard in western Wisconsin appears to be campaigning against a Republican lawmaker running for re-election. The Democratic Party of Wisconsin put up the billboard displaying a tweet by Wisconsin 3rd District Congressman Derek Van Orden. The now-deleted post exclaims, "Yes," in response to another post writing about how millions of Americans would lose health care, school meals, and food assistance. Democratic Party Chair Devin Remkler said he wants Wisconsinites in the 3rd Congressional District to see who they voted for. Van Orden says the post was mistakenly published. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers continued what is being billed as his ice cream town hall tour of the state. Evers visited La Crosse Tuesday, is using the occasion of National Ice Cream Month to visit various communities across Wisconsin to hear concerns about leaders and residents. The governor announced last week he would not seek another term in office, but says he wants to hear from folks on what issues they think he should focus on during the closing year of his administration. You're listening to WRDN News.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
Big or small, in town or in the country.
It's needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
Big or small, in town or in the country, Prime Realty of Durand can help you find exactly what you need. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty. As the area's number one home seller, we have the experience and commitment to help you navigate the complex real estate market. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or a seasoned veteran looking to sell your current property, Prime Realty is your guide toward home ownership. Like Prime Realty Guys on Facebook or visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com. Prime Realty, making your dreams a reality.
It's time to get adventurous with the annual nominees for the best new foods at the Wisconsin State Fair. The fair is back with its Sporky Awards for flavorful foods. This year's nominees include a breakfast bratwurst with blueberry preserves and a pancake bun, brat rangoons, a Korean-inspired gochujang smash burger, and Mexican street corn pizza. Now, if that's not enough, you can also get dessert with the Hunka Hunka Fat Elvis Donut Ice Cream Sandwich or Cheerios with s'mores topping. The State Fair opens on Thursday, runs through August 10th at State Fair Park in West Dallas. You can find out more at wystatefair.com. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Skin looking and feeling tight, irritated, dry, or just meh? Maybe your skincare routine is missing a crucial step. Meet the Calming Mist Toner from Pharmaceris. With hyaluronic acid to deeply hydrate and prebiotics to support your skin's barrier. Just a few soothing sprays after washing your face balances your skin's pH and helps the skincare products you use after work better. Dermatologist developed and known worldwide for premium quality, gentle, effective skincare, Pharmaceris is finally available in the U.S. on Amazon. Real users rave about the Pharmaceris Mist Toner. It actually helped reduce redness. It's so gentle and never leaves my skin feeling dry or tight. The calming properties are amazing. I can feel it. Try the Pharmaceris Calming Mist Toner today and see why it's the skincare step you've been missing. Pharmaceris Calming Mist Toner is available on Amazon for only $14.99. Use promo code SKINMIST to save 20%. That's Pharmaceris, Pharmaceris, and use code SKINMIST to save 20%.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Mostly cloudy but comfortable today, with high temperatures only making it to the mid-70s. We've also got a northeast breeze and a small shot of showers or maybe a rumble of thunder this afternoon. Otherwise, areas of wildfire smoke with an air quality alert in effect statewide. Need a getaway or change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
The Brewers shoot for a sweep of the rival Cubs at AmFam Field this afternoon. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Andrew Vaughn clubbed a grand slam and drove in six runs last night in the Brewers' 9-3 win. Freddie Peralta gets the nod for the Brewers in the series finale today, facing Chicago's Shota Imanaga. Packers players get a day off today after two straight days of padded workouts. Coach Matt LaFleur angrily reacting to an on-field skirmish between tackle Rasheed Walker and edge rusher Kingsley Igbari yesterday, ordering Walker to take a lap. Quarterback Jordan Love asked where they need to draw the line on physical play in practice.
Anytime you put a teammate in a bad position where they could potentially, you know, get injured, or so there's a lot of things that go into practice where in a game, you know, you might be doing some of those things. So I think practice is tough. You know, once you get going, we get those competition periods and you know, guys want to go out there and compete. When it gets chippy, there's some back and forth between offense and defense, guys get to talking. So that's football, but we got to draw the line when it goes post play.
Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm, A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their award-winning team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to end your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other IRS actions. Make sure you're getting the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima today for a free confidential consultation.
Call 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Hill suspended for Iowa. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
Welcome.
This ought to get pretty wild here.
To more where that came from.
Go get it done.
More fresh starts.
Green, 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 green.
And fantastic finishes. More risk.
Double, three, three.
More reward. More chaos, more chills, and more thrills. Welcome to more what you asked for, and a whole lot more to come. Welcome to NASCAR. The NASCAR Cup Series brought to you by Busch Light at Iowa, Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern on USA.
Hey, listen to this. All it needed was a new starter. Got a great deal on eBay. Did it myself.
Yeah, that's cool. But how about the soft purr of an upgraded exhaust when it fits just right?
Yeah, for me, it's the little things. Like these new windshield wipers from eBay I installed. From small fixes to big upgrades, eBay has all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Austin Hill has been suspended from this weekend's NASCAR Xfinity Series race at the Iowa Speedway in Newton, Iowa. The suspension came after it was deemed by NASCAR that Hill intentionally wrecked Eric Almirola in last Saturday's Xfinity Series race at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. He remains eligible for the series playoffs, but will forfeit all playoff points earned during the regular season. Hill had 21 playoff points prior to the penalty, third most in the series. His team, Richard Childress Racing, said in a statement that they will not appeal and remain focused on winning the championship with Hill and the 21 team. See more at MRN.com. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Dunn Energy is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Size isn't determined by dimensions or how big an egg looks. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. It's the total weight of a dozen that classes eggs anywhere from peewee to jumbo as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming. Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts.
When you go to the grocery store and buy a carton of eggs, do you pay attention to the size? Maybe you open it to find some eggs are bigger than others, even though the carton is labeled as medium. David Frame is an extension poultry specialist at Utah State University. He says eggs are sized not individually, but based on ounces per dozen.
So when you go into the store and you see large eggs, that's 24 ounces per dozen. Extra large eggs would weigh 27 ounces per dozen, and medium eggs would weigh 21 ounces per dozen. And they're the three main weights that you normally see in retail stores.
There are many factors that go into what size of egg a chicken will lay, and backyard chicken owners may be surprised to find a whole gamut of sizes from their birds. Frame says it depends on the breed, the age of the bird, its weight, a pullet versus a hen, and even environmental conditions. If you're making a recipe that calls for one large egg and you only have small, it's not going to matter much. But when the recipe calls for multiple eggs, you'll have to make adjustments. For example, four small eggs are equal to three large ones. Sometimes when I crack open an extra large egg, there are two yolks in it. Those eggs are usually laid by a pullet when she first comes into production.
The ovary, instead of depositing one ovum, or what will become the egg yolk, into the oviduct, which forms the egg, it actually drops two of them. And then, of course, all the albumen and material gets around those two yolks, and they're treated as basically one egg. And then when they go down into the shell gland, the shell is formed, and they come out as a large egg. And usually they're kind of oblong shaped, too.
Learn more about egg sizing and how to work your recipes with it at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Now is the perfect time to start on your next success. Apply now and save with no application fee. Classes start August 13th. an accredited state university, University of Maryland Global Campus offers online and hybrid courses. Plus, you can earn up to 90 credits toward a bachelor's for prior learning and work experience, or transfer up to 12 credits towards a master's. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chef.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting great candidates? Well, they're not hard to find when you go to ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. People who are actively looking for jobs like yours. So it's easy to find the right person fast. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
76 in downtown Durand. Good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnikins reporting from the Wabasha County Fair. As we take a look at markets at the midday at the Mercantile Exchange, August milk down 8 to 1707, September down 18 to 1734, October down 16 to 1788, November down 9 at 1810. Cheese markets are higher today. Barrels up 4.5 to 168. 40-pound blocks up 0.5 to 167.25. 15 trade a block on the day. Cash butter down 3 to 247.25. And 4 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk up 0.5 to 129. No trades. While dry whey down 3/4 to 53.25. 5 trades on the day. Triple-digit gains once again in the live and feeder cattle markets as the markets continue to move mostly higher due to that continued strength here in some of the countryside demand. Even though cash cattle hasn't traded yet, it's assumed that packer interest won't improve until Thursday at the earliest, but the market continues to move higher for the cattle as the fundamental strength remains viable, at least in the months ahead. Hog markets are changing its tune for the week as the contracts are trading higher as well. More than anything, it seems traders are noting the uptick this morning from some of the pork prices on the cash side, along with the staggering advances in the cash hog markets as well. And that has helped now to move hog markets from being lower for most of the session to now being higher. August live cattle up $2 to $231.72. October up $1.90 to $228.35. December up $1.85. to $228.60. August feeder cattle up $1.60 to $337.80. September up $1.32 to $338.40. October up $1.25 to $337.15. August hogs up 12 cents now to $107.37. October up 62 cents to $89.35. December up 60 cents to $81.40. Chicago Board of Trade corn markets are slightly higher. Soybeans and wheat moving mostly lower. Corn markets are really doing a little bit of short covering, some buying interest after the bottom end of the trading range here. But soybeans and wheat moving mostly lower. There's a lot of product weakness in the soybean market, and really it's just the weather. Benign weather, cooler temperatures, getting some moisture when needed, helping with crop development. Yep, it might slow up the spring wheat harvest a bit, but again, there's no damage from any of the severe weather, and that has helped to move wheat markets lower. September corn now up 2 to 391.25. December up 1.25 to 412.25. March down 3/4 to 429.5. New crop 26 down 1/4 to 451. August beans down 9 to 972.75. September and November down 9.25. September 980.25. November 10.25. New crop 26 down 7.5 to 1052. August soybean meal down $1.30 to 260.40. August soybean oil down 10 cents to 57.44. Chicago wheat, September down 5 to 524.75. December down 5.25 to 544.75. Minneapolis wheat, September down 3/4 to 576.75. December down 0.5 to 599.5. Energy markets today are higher. September crude oil up $1.04 to $70.25. October up 84 cents to $69.12. Meanwhile, August and September gas up 3 cents. August at $2.24. September at $2.20. Join Chip Fleury for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with hour number 2 of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at RealCountry1430.com. From the Wabasha County Fair, I'm Brian Winnikins.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. Wisconsin soybean growers talk about trade and the farm bill on Capitol Hill. We'll tell you about it coming up.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers in the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
A group of soybean growers from Wisconsin headed to Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C. earlier this month to advocate for agriculture. Doug Rebout, president of the Wisconsin Soybean Growers Association, said there's a lot to talk about with elected officials.
Some of the topics, I mean, there's always plenty to do out there. Our main topics, of course, was talking about trade, the Farm Bill, the MAHA report. Those were three of our big ones that we were hitting.
Wisconsin exports a lot of soybeans, so trade was at the top of the list of things to discuss.
Here in Wisconsin, two out of every three rows of soybeans are exported. So trade right now is huge for Wisconsin. So when we were out there, we actually went out a day earlier and we made a stop to the Canadian embassy and talked to them about different things and impacts on both ends, both on their end and on our end, because Canada, with as close as they are one of our biggest markets. So we want to keep good relationships going there.
He said the Wisconsin growers had a good talk at the Canadian embassy.
The one we talked to, she was right there with us because we were talking that tariffs are impacting both of us on all ends. So we were sitting there going, okay, we need to look at this not so much as what we have to do with tariffs to try and make things equal. We need to work together and look at it more as a partnership.
Rebout says they also talked with legislators about the need to complete a farm bill this year.
We did talk about the farm bill. I mean, stuff that came through in the big bill that got signed on July 4th, there was a lot of stuff in there for agriculture, but there's a lot more things that need to be done, conservation programs, and the conservation programs are the big thing. So we need to make sure that the rest doesn't get forgotten because all that is really important to us.
Doug Rebout, president of the Wisconsin Soybean Association. That's today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owner's agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates. With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. Wisconsin governor, along with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, announced the third round of export expansion grants that will support seven projects focused on expanding dairy, meat, and crop exports. The grants are funded through the Wisconsin Initiative for Agriculture Exports, created by the governor in 2021 to help boost the export of dairy, meat, crop, and other products by 25%. Now, Wisconsin is on its way to becoming a top 10 state in the country for agricultural exports. Some of the grants included a grant to the Center for Dairy Research to develop dairy products expected to be competitive in international markets through the analysis of current market products from selected countries. UW River Falls received a $41,000 grant to study the effects of potential retaliatory tariffs on U.S. dairy exports, identify potential emerging markets with less risk of tariffs, and assess Wisconsin's readiness to enter those markets. The Wisconsin Beef Council received a $30,000 grant to continue education efforts and promotion of beef in Central America, working with the U.S. Meat Export Federation. And the Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Association received a $30,000 grant to explore new markets and promote Wisconsin's seed potatoes in Mexico. Wisconsin U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, along with Jim Risch, Susan Collins, and Peter Welsh, have introduced the bipartisan Defending Against Imitations and Replacement of Yogurt, Milk, and Cheese to Promote Regular Intake of Dairy Every Day Act, also known as the Dairy Pride Act of 2025, to crack down on unfair practices of mislabeling non-dairy products using dairy names. The practice, such as calling non-dairy imitation products milk or yogurt that do not contain dairy and are instead from a plant, nut, or grain, is hurting dairy farmers who work tirelessly to ensure that their products meet health standards and causes consumer confusion about the nutritional value of dairy versus imitation products. Current Food and Drug Administration regulations define dairy products as being from animals. However, the most recent FDA guidance on fluid dairy products allows plant-based alternatives to continue to use dairy terms despite not containing dairy nor having the nutritional value of dairy products. The Dairy Pride Act would require FDA to issue guidance for nationwide enforcement of mislabeled imitation dairy products within 90 days. And also require FDA to report to Congress 2 years after enactment to hold the agency accountable for the update in their enforcement obligation. U.S. Customs and Border Protection agricultural specialists intercepted fresh cherries infested with the European cherry fruit fly on July 19th. The pest was discovered during a secondary inspection of a 5-pound bag of cherries that was coming into the Detroit Metropolitan Airport. The fruit was heavily infested with live fruit fly maggots and was being transported by someone flying into Detroit from Romania. The traveler's destination, Fish Creek, Wisconsin, which is one of the major tart cherry producing regions in the U.S. The Detroit port director said this was an excellent interception by their agricultural specialists. This is a pest that can pose a major threat to cherry orchards across the country. European cherry fruit flies have already been discovered in several New York counties and are now under quarantine to prevent the flies from spreading to other states. The fruit fly is currently the pest that is infecting most European cherries. U.S. farm production expenditures were estimated by the USDA at $477.6 billion in 2024, down from $481.9 billion in 2023. The 2024 total farm production expenditures were down 0.9%. The four largest expenditures in the U.S. totaled $230 billion, which accounted for 48% of total expenses. They included feed at 15%, farm services at 11%, labor at 10.8%, and livestock, poultry, and related expenses at 10.4%. During 2024, total farm expenditures per farm were just over $254,000, down 0.4% from $255,000 in 2023. In 2024, crop farm expenditures dropped to $252.3 billion, while livestock farm expenditures decreased to $225.3 billion. The largest expenditure for crop farmers, labor at $38 billion, farm services, fertilizer, lime, soil conditioners, and rent. Combined crop input costs reached $72.2 billion,
making up 29% of the total crop farm cost. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at numbersrus.com.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Brian Winnikins from the Wabasha County Fair. Thank you to our summer fair sponsors, including Provisions Health, Durand, Chippewa Valley Energy, Wisconsin Credit Union, AMPI, and JM Watkins. And I'm with Barb Pettit. She is the Wabasha County Fair Board Chair. And Barb, just seems like yesterday we were here at the fair and it's back again.
Yes, it is. The year goes fast and the planning happens all year long.
And this is a new date for the fair. It was decided to move it later to a couple of weeks. Boy, I'll tell you what, weather-wise, you know what? You looked into your crystal ball and you really picked the right weekend.
Right. It's going to be beautiful weather here this week. Changing the date, just had a lot of vendors that we would have conflicts with. And so we're going to try this for a couple of years, see if the later date, as far as the 4-H families are all in favor of it. So we'll see how it goes.
So, things getting underway. A lot of setup happening here on this Wednesday, but later on tonight, I know for this has become a really popular event, the autocross and the new grandstand. This is going to be happening tonight, but it's even happening on Saturday night. But this has really grown over the years.
Right, autocross has really became a big event because the cars don't get destroyed one night like they do in a demo derby, and so they collect points throughout the season and go from fair to fair. And so it's more than one night by being able to continue to grow.
And the autocross, that will start at 7 o'clock tonight in the grandstand. Tickets are $15 for that. But even everything's setting up here when we are chatting. But later on this afternoon, there'll be a lot of stuff happening.
Right. This afternoon we start, we have the magic shows coming in. We have the pig races going on. So there's games put on throughout the fair. There's going to be minnow races, the petting zoos. So we have a lot of family-friendly activities that go on throughout the fair. Our inflatables are always free thanks to our generous donors throughout the fair. So bring the family on over.
Also, too, we're going to be having a big bull riding event on Friday night at 7. This is one of these events that really is grown, but tell us about that.
Right. It's probably our third or fourth year now for bull riding, and people really enjoy it, and it's just a good show to put on.
I will watch. I will not ride. That's for darn sure. Plus, you know what? It looks like we have some new exhibitors as well for the food vendors.
Right. We have, I think we're over 10 or 12 food vendors this year, which, you know, for a lot of fairs, that's not very many, but we'd like to keep them busy.
I know Wabasha County Cattlemen's are here as always. There's also a pork vendor as well. And I'm going to ask, what's Barb's favorite fair food?
The malts.
The malts. Well, there you go. You know what? Those malts are always a good choice, too. Plus, the 4-H also has their food stand as well. That is in the big chalet. And there's a lot of the non-livestock exhibits as well in the 4-H chalet, too. So you want to come and check that out as well. All going on at the Wabasha County Fair goes on today through Saturday here in Wabasha. I'm Brian Winnikins on WRDN.
You are invited to Clinton Farms in Bear Creek, August 5th through the 7th for this year's Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, celebrating generations of progress with a chance to explore cutting-edge equipment and innovative technology, taking a glimpse into the next generation of agriculture. There are scheduled dairy tours, field demonstrations, hundreds of industry booths, and great family entertainment. Be there August 5th through the 7th. Bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information, visit wifarmtechdays.org.
We do have some chances of showers and storms today in our ag weather forecast. However, dry weather is expected for the rest of the week and into the weekend. Relative humidities will drop into the 40s and 50s tomorrow as dew points decrease and temperatures reach the upper 70s. Mostly cloudy throughout the day today. 40% chance of a shower. There'll be areas of smoke. Highs 74 to 79. Relative humidities at 53 to 58%. Northeast winds at 5 to 9. We could see about 4 hours of sunshine. Tonight, partly cloudy. Lows 52 to 57. Relative humidities at 80 to 85%. Northeast winds at 5 to 7. Tomorrow, sunshine. Highs 73 to 78. Relative humidities at 40 to 45%. Northeast winds at 5 to 7. We'll see about 13 hours of sunshine. For Friday, sunshine, high 75 to 80. Saturday, sunshine, high 75 to 80. Sunday, partly sunny, high 75 to 80. Monday, partly sunny, a slight chance of a shower or storm, high 75 to 80. And for Tuesday, partly sunny, another chance of a shower or storm, highs 80 to 85.
Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Hammer and a nail, stacking them bales. I'm dog tired by the 5 o'clock hour, but I'm ready to raise some hell.
Stayed out with all your friends.
I've never tried to catch you lying. I didn't want to know the truth. I'd rather go on loving blind, girl, than go on loving without you. I wish I didn't know now what I didn't know then. I wish I could start this whole thing over again. I'm not saying that you ever be true. I just don't want to know how it ends. You'd still have my heart in the palm of your hand. I'd still look like a fool in front of your friend. Yeah, I wish somehow I didn't know now what I did. I've always said what I don't know. Couldn't hurt as bad as leaving you. Turns out I knew what I was thinking. It ain't an easy thing to do. Well, I guess I should be going. I sure found out too much to stay. Please don't say you're sorry. I might wait another day. I wish I didn't know now what I didn't know then. I wish I could start this whole thing over again. I'm not saying that you could ever be true. I just don't want to know how it ends. You still have my heart in the palm of your hand. I still look like a fool in front of your friend. Somehow I didn't know now what I didn't know then. Yeah, I wish somehow I didn't know now what I didn't know then.
Go Elmwood Plum City Wolves. From all of us at Rio Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
When I call in sick to work, spend the whole day hanging with her. I might get fired, but that's alright. I'm doing what she likes. She likes it when I bring home fresh fajitas and mix up a pitcher of margaritas. Catch a kind of buzz that lasts all night, doing what she likes. She likes hearing how good she looks in them blue jeans. Little kisses sweeter than sweet tea. Things a whisper in her ear. Oh my, I like doing what she likes. Like running my fingers through long hair, lighting watermelon candles upstairs, letting them burn and holding her all night. I like doing what she likes. Get past second gear, sees gravel flying in the rear view mirror. Sometimes I'm pushing 95, doing what she likes. And she likes it when I find a road that's dark and we pull off somewhere and park. Turn the radio on and turn off the lights. Keep doing what she likes. She likes hearing how good she looks in them blue jeans. In her ear, oh my, I like doing what she likes. Like running my fingers through a long shirts and them blue jeans. Little kisses, sweeter than sweet tea. Things a whisper in her ear. Oh my, I like doing what she likes. Like running my fingers through her long hair. Lighting watermelon candles upstairs. Letting them burn and holding her all night. I like doing what she likes. Yeah, I like doing what she likes. Yeah. County line. There's someone I got to talk to. I can't get it off my mind. He is just a kid, and he's in a pretty rough spot. Two dimes to make a phone call. That's about all I've got. Well, how's my boy today? Well, I know it's been 3 weeks, but you know how far I've got to go these days to make ends meet. And how's your mama now with her new living friend? Oh, how I hate the wounds that never seem to mend. He said, I don't call him daddy, but he takes care of things. When you pick me up on Friday, really pay. When mom and dad can't get along and they go their separate ways, in a way I'm glad there's someone there to fill the empty space. Tears of understanding streak down a dirty face. He said, I don't call him daddy, but he takes care of things. When you pick me up on Friday, are you gonna bring me anything? Oh, don't worry, Dad, you know it don't matter what we do, 'cause I don't call him Daddy. He could never be like you, be like you, be like you. He is quite a little fast as he can, and I don't get to see him half as much as I had planned. There's so much I need to tell him, so precious little time. A little rain on the window and a little wave goodbye. He said, I don't call him daddy, but he takes care of things. Pick me up on Friday, are you gonna bring me anything? Oh, don't worry, Dad, you know it don't matter what we do, 'cause I don't call him Daddy. He can never be like you. He said, I don't call him Daddy, but he takes care of things. When you pick me up on Friday, are you gonna bring me anything?
Country favorites back to back to back. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Way on down to southern Alabama with the guitars jamming, that's where we're hit. straight up to Butte in Montana, singing, Lord, I was born a rambling man. California to Oregon, even New York City got one or two hillbillies ready to hit the road. It's a brother and a sister.
Michelle Franzen. The tsunami alerts have been lifted along the U.S. West Coast, along with Hawaii and Alaska, triggered by that powerful earthquake off the coast of Russia.
Well, there has been no widespread damage or inundation.